بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to seventh session of Understand Quran Level 1 in which we will study Surah Al-Kafirun. But we start with Hadith. It is from Chapter of Repentance. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, by Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him more than 70 times a day. By Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him more than 70 times a day. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose past and future sins are forgiven, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times every day, what about us? So we should try to, whenever we find time in the morning, in the evening, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is the shortest way to say it as many times. Now we come to spoken Arabic. In the last session we practiced inshallah. If you want to do anything, we should say inshallah. In sha'a wills or wishes Allah. If Allah wishes. And we want to ask someone to continue. Tawakkal ala Allah. Tawakkal, have trust. Ala Allah, in Allah. Actually it is on, but in English we have to say, have trust in Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Tawakkaltu, I trusted. Ala Allah, in Allah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Purified is Allah from all defects. Okay, so now we will learn some more. When you congratulate someone, you say Mabruk. Mabruk is slang, but the right word is Mubarak. Mubarak. Mubarak means may it be blessed one. Whatever, you know, your marriage, your gifts, your awards, your Eid, whatever, be it a blessed one, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in response, you should say Barakallahu Fik. In response, you should say Barakallahu fik. Baraka, Barakallah, may Allah bless. Fika in you, but it means may Allah bless you. You know, fi means in. Fi sabillah, in the path of Allah. Fika in you. Barakallahu fik, may Allah bless you. Adhakallahu sinnak. Adhaka yani make you laugh. Make laugh. Make laugh. Dahika, ka is part of the verb. Dahaka. Adhaka, make laugh. Allah. Sinnaka, your teeth. Your teeth. That is, may Allah make your teeth laugh. That means, may Allah keep you happy. So, Mabruk means? Be it a blessed one. Barakallahu feek. May Allah bless you. Adhakallahu sinnak. May Allah keep you happy. Okay. Now we come to the grammar. Let us repeat what we have learned just once. Huwa.
Huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu.
Okay. Rabbuhu.
Rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, rabbi, rabbuna.
Deenuhu.
Deenuhu, deenuhum, deenuka, deenukum, deeni, deenuna.
Kitab.
Kitabuhu, kitabuhum, kitabuka, kitabukum, kitabi, kitabuna.
Okay. What about lahu? Lahu means? For him. Lahum, for them. Laka, lakum, li, lana. What about minhu? Minhu, from him. What is our reference? Min ash-shaytan. Minhu, for him, from him. Minhum, minka, minkum, minni, minna. Okay, let's repeat. Lahu.
Lahu, lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana.
Once more.
Lahu, lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana.
Minhu.
Minhu, minhum, minka, minkum, minni, minna.
Minka, minkum, minni, minna. Again. Minhu, minhum, minka, minkum, minni, minna. Okay. Now we'll learn anhu. An is about. An means about or of. Okay. Or with also, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. But radiya an means pleased with. That is the word you have. That's how you translate when you translate the verb along with preposition. And I keep saying like, amantu billah, I believe in Allah. So it depends on the verb. The preposition in new language depends on the verb. Alright. An means about or of. Okay. Anhu, about him. Anhum, anka. So you have to say again same thing. Anka. Ankum, anni, anna. Repeat. Anhu.
Anhu, anhum, anka, ankum, anni, anna. Anhu, anhum, anka, ankum, anni, anna. Anhu, anhum, anka, ankum, anni, anna.
Okay. What about past tense? Fa'ala. Fa'ala means? Fa'alu. Fa'alta. Fa'altum. Fa'altu. Fa'alna. So let us repeat three times. Fa'ala.
Fa'ala. Fa'alu. Fa'alta. Fa'altum. Fa'altu. Fa'alna. Fa'ala. Fa'alu. Fa'alta. Fa'altum. Fa'altu. Fa'alna. Fa'ala. Fa'alu. Fa'alta. Fa'altum. Fa'altu. Fa'alna.
Now we will learn yaf'alu, the present tense. Actually, in Arabic, there is past tense and then there is imperfect. Madi, mudari', imperfect. There is no present. Imperfect means it is going on or will be done. It is not done yet. Either it is going on, present, or will be done. Both are there. Alright? So, yaf'alu means he does or he will do. But we will limit ourselves to the translation, he does. Okay? Yaf'alu, he does. Repeat. يفعلون they do. تفعل you do. تفعلون you all do. أفعل I do. نفعل we do. You see, for past tense, you know, we say, well, it is over, so our hand level is low. It's over. And our voice is low. Present tense, our hand level is high, indicating that it is active, no, it's still going on, and our voice will be high at the head level. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. Taf'aluna, you all do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. تفعلون you all do. أفعل I do. نفعل we do. No translations. يفعل يفعلون. Please repeat after me for those who will be learning here. يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل نفعل. يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل نفعل. يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل نفعل. Say three times with me.
يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل نفعل. يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل نفعل. يفعل يفعلون. تفعل تفعلون. أفعل.
Okay, that's very good. Now we come to last session. In the last session we practiced Al-Kawthar. I will recite and you will translate. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Inna. Indeed we. A'tayna. We have granted. Ka. You. Al-Kawthar. Kawthar. فصلي لربك وانحر. ف therefore صلي pray لربك to your Lord, to your Lord, for your Lord, here pray to your Lord. وانحر and sacrifice. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. إن شانئك your enemy. Your enemy. Huwa, he, al-abtar, cut off. Indeed, your enemy is the one who is cut off. So remember, shani'aka means your enemy. Alright. Now we come to the next surah, which is Surah Al-Kafirun. Surah Kafirun was revealed in Mecca at a time when the opponents of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam were trying their best to stop this propagation and asking him to come to some kind of compromise. They offered him wealth, leadership, women, etc., so that he stops preaching. They asked him to worship their gods for 1 year and asked him to worship, and in return they will worship Allah alone for 1 year. Of course they believed in Allah, but they didn't believe in Tawheed, the uniqueness, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said, okay, 1 year we will worship Allah only, and for 1 year you worship our gods along with Allah. In response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah. Let us see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul, say. Ya ayyuha, oh. See, ya Allah means oh Allah. Ya means oh. Ayyuha means oh. Ya ayyuha also means oh. Al kafirun? Disbelievers. So what is the singular of that? Kafir. The plural of kafir is kafirun. Kafirin. Okay, good. Say, O disbelievers, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. لا, no, أعبد, I worship. You see, this surah is an excellent application of what we have learned. فعل 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 يفعل يفعل تفعل تفعل فعل فعل. Actually, there is, we'll learn إفعل إفعل لا تفعل لا تفعل فاعل مفعول فعل. فاعل is the one who does, مفعول the one who is receiving the action and فعل. So remember فاعل, like عابد, the one who is worshipping. قاتل, the one who is killing. ظالم, the one who is oppressing. شاكر, the one who is doing شكر. صابر, the one who is patient. Okay, so عابد means the one who is worshipping. كافر means the one who is doing كفر. Okay, كافر, عابد. So now you will see beautiful application. لا أعبد, I do not worship. أعبد, أفعلوا. ما تعبدون, تفعلون, that which you worship. I do not worship what you worship. ولا أنتم, see, and nor you, أنتم, we have أنتم. عابدون, you see, plural of عابد is عابدون عابدين. And nor are you worshippers, عابد worshipper, عابدون worshippers. ما أعبد, that which I worship. Nor are you worshippers of that which I worship. So لا أعبد ما تعبدون, I do not worship what you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد, and nor are you worshippers of what I worship. Okay. Now there is this was about the present. Prophet ﷺ is saying that your, as far as your present gods are concerned, you don't worship what I worship. I don't worship what you worship. And now comes kind of past tense. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ وَلَا أَنَا, and nor am I عَابِدٌ worshipper. مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, what you? You see my hand level? فَعَلْتُمْ عَبَدْتُمْ, what you worshipped. Okay? Nor, so in the past you may have worshipped some other gods, because there is no fixed list for these people. So they may have worshipped some other gods. Their forefathers may have worshipped some other. So Prophet ﷺ is told not to compromise. Okay, they'll say, okay, forget about present gods. Let's bring some other gods which maybe some of our forefathers must be worshipping. No, past also. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَّا عَبَدْتُمْ, and nor am I worshipper of what you have worshipped. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا عَبُدْ. So this is repetition as far as past is concerned. And nor are you worshippers of what I worship. Again, this is repetition. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. لَكُمْ, we practiced for you. دِينُكُمْ, we practiced your religion. وَلِيَ, and for me. دِينِ, my religion. So in this surah, كَافِرُونَ, لَا أَعْبُدُ, تَعْبُدُونَ, أَنْتُمْ عابدون, أعبد, أنا عابدون, عبدتم, أنتم عابدون, أعبد, لكم, دينكم, ولي دين. All these words have been practiced. See how beautiful our learning is. If we learn this fa'ala table, it has direct relevance. Alhamdulillah. And what are the lessons that we have in this surah? In this surah, that worship Allah alone. There is shirk is absolutely unacceptable. And kafir is the one who rejects, denies or disbelieves. It is not an abuse. It is not an abuse. As far as word kufr is concerned, a mu'min also has to do kufr of ta'ghut. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. If you read Ayatul Kursi, after Ayatul Kursi. So kufr is not something demeaning. It means disbelieving. It's not an insult. If a person disbelieves in what Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has brought, he is just told that you don't disbelieve. That is kafir. It is not infidel. That is an insulting translation. That is not the translation of kafir. Kafir means the one who does not accept. So if I say I don't accept, that means I am a kafir of something. Like I am kafir of ta'ghut. And I am believer. So that's one thing. And repetition is there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that through the tongue of the Prophet that he's not going to worship his present or past deities. And the last verse, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you, your religion, for me, my religion, is not for, accepting that all religions are true. Only Islam is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is a true religion. It is a true religion of Adam a.s. It is a religion of Musa a.s., Isa a.s. And many prophets who have come through different parts of the world, including in our part in India. We don't know. They may be Muslim, all those big people. Nobody knows what exactly their teachings were. Currently, it may be altered. So the point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept only Islam. What this verse is saying, that there cannot be compromise. In the context of compromise, it is said, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Not that, well, we will stop propagation, we will not talk about... Prophet ﷺ, after this verse was revealed, did not stop tabligh. Okay? We have to convey the truth that has been conveyed to us. This is our duty. This lakum dinukum does not mean that, okay, whoever is non-Muslim, just leave him there and don't bother him. No. We have to, out of goodwill, out of conveying this good message, we have to convey. Whether he accepts or not is his responsibility. It is not our responsibility to convert. Our job is just to convey. Let's practice. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul. Say. Ya ayyuha al kafirun. Say, O disbelievers.
Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul. Say. Ya ayyuha. O al kafirun. Disbelievers. Say, O disbelievers.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون. لا, not. لا أعبد, I do not worship. You see, أفعل, I do. أعبد, I worship. لا أعبد, I don't worship. ما, what, تعبدون, you worship. I do not worship what you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. ولا أنتم, and nor are you, عابدون, worshippers, ما, of what, أعبد, I worship, and nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. ولا أنتم, and nor are you, عابدون, worshippers, ma, of what, abud, I worship, and nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم. ولا أنا, and nor am I, عابد, worshipper, عابد, ما, of what, أعبد. sorry, أَعَبِدُ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, you worshipped, and nor will I be a worshipper of what you worshipped. Will I be a worshipper? ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد, ولا أنتم, and nor will you, عابدون, worshippers, ما, of what, أعبد, I worship, and nor will you be worshippers of what I worship. Upbringing.
Worshippers, ma, of what abud I worship. Nor will I.
Will you be worshippers?
Worshippers of what I worship.
Yeah. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Lakum, to you, for you. Dinukum, your religion. Waliya, and for me. Dini, my religion. To you be your religion, and to me my religion. Waliya,
and to me, my religion. To you, your religion, and to me, my religion.
Yeah, with this, we stop here, and please remember the 7 homeworks, and also remember to ponder, even while you're, you know, while we are practicing, ponder over its verses, think over it, go deeper, try to digest them, digest the messages, look at the number of verses, look at the messages, look at the words in it. This is pondering. And pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides us. May Allah guide us and help us understand and practice Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.